Brady, can you verify a quorum and appropriate notification of the meeting?
Actually, Mr. Chair, we need to take roll call.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
Trustee Robert Marshall.
Here.
Trustee Sherilyn Muir. Vice Chair John Butler.
Here.
Board Chair Mark Strauss.
Here.
Verify a quorum.
Now I can verify there's a quorum and appropriate notices have been provided by the university.
Thank you. There has been a printed agenda distributed. We will not need what was printed as item 7, a closed session. So could I have a motion to approve the agenda with the deletion of the closed session?
So moved. Motion to approve the agenda with the deletion of the closed session.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. You have before you the minutes of the May 28th, 2015 meeting. Can I have a motion to approve those minutes, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I don't have any introductory comments. This is the time when we would ordinarily recognize members of the University Advisory Committee. I see Dr. Long. Do you have any comments for us?
I'm still here. Looking forward to it.
Well, we're happy to have you, and thanks for coming. Has anybody requested an opportunity to speak from the public, Mr. Brady?
No, Mr. Chair.
All right. In that case, let's move on to the Executive Committee report. Does that get presented by me, Doug, or by you?
I think you, actually.
I will do it. So, in accordance with Article 9 of the Board of Trustee bylaws, the president previously requested approval from the executive committee for indemnification against reasonable expenses incurred in connection with the provision of separate legal services by the firm of Mintz, Levin, Cohen, Ferris, Glovsky, and Pepillo for presidential activities. Any approval of the indemnification is subject to the scope of coverage the executive committee is authorized to determine under the provisions of Article 9. Of the board bylaws. On May 28, 2015, the executive committee of the board approved expenditure for this purpose at a level not to exceed $50,000. And a request is now being made to increase the amount of that approved expenditure. The requested action is that the executive committee approve the expenditure of funds for the indemnification of separate legal services to the president. The request relates to matters associated with presidential duties and responsibilities. Executive committee's approval of such shall be limited to a total expenditure of $100,000. That's instead of the $50,000 prior limit. If there's a need to extend the approval in the future, this will come back to the executive committee for further review and consideration.
The requested action.
That would be to increase the amount of the cap on the indemnification from $50,000 to $100,000, correct?
That is correct.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. Are there any other matters to come before the executive committee today? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion. All those in favor?
Aye.
We'll stand adjourned.